A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Welcome back to Coolin' Out.
Kev
is not here.
man.
He walked in, he said, you know what, guys, I'm sick. I can't do it this week.
That's crazy.
So we're going, you know, give him our best wishes and hope that he feels better.
It reminded me of the green emoji on the Apple phone.
That's how he looked when I saw him. Yeah, he dropped off some of the equipment. I said, nigga, don't touch me.
Don't touch
me. I'm already out here playing sick from work, and he about to have me
and
real
sick. He's
about
to have me real sick. He like, damn.
Imagine that. Like, yeah, I took off these last 2 days from work and then being like, well, actually,
I was sick.
Yeah, I need a whole couple more days.
Yeah, I kind of appreciate those days.
What?
Yeah, because it's kind of like, I guess I'm going to get sick then. It's my fault because I should have never said it.
Today, I didn't even leave the couch. I didn't roll the blinds up at all. My girl was like, oh, like, it's raining outside. I'm going to get wet. And I was like, it's raining outside. Like, I literally was sitting in the house in complete darkness.
For real?
I had my laptop screen up because I was, like, doing work periodically. Mm-hmm. I had, like, the TV on for a little bit. Then I cut it off because I wasn't really watching it. And I was just laying there.
Sometimes it was nice.
All day.
You have a fan or an AC?
Yeah, it was nice and cool.
Yeah, that is nice. Calm, relaxed nice environment.
Yeah. And then like around 5 o'clock, I was like, shit, I got work tomorrow. And then all that shit just went away. I was like, all right, well, this was fun while it lasted.
Well, it's only Wednesday, right? And you only have 2 more days, man.
I do what I can. If I was really thinking, I would have took off Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. But I just got up Tuesday, and I just couldn't do it, man. I don't know what it was. I literally was just like, yo, I'm not going to work today.
Nah. I felt that way Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, I really don't want to go. I started to think if my days were important yet to keep or to use them.
Yeah.
Today, I wanted to work late. I was kind of happy, like 1.
You guys work at 1? Sheesh.
I don't know. I was going to tell you guys, but I feel like work is different now, like, work isn't important. Like, if it's not something you like, I'm not trying to. And then I got in trouble for no reason. So it's like, I don't even like work anymore. Like, if I'll just go if I have to go. And if I make the money, I'll make the money. Like, it's not stressing me no more.
Yeah.
So
I feel that way too.
I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go in later today. And it looks sad. You didn't have, I had the blinds up, but then it made me put the blinds down anyway.
Yeah.
But
nah. Work is sad. Like, if you're not doing what you like, what you want to do, it's very hard to like get up every day and go do it. Even if you are making the money, because you're just like, yo, I don't care about what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And you spend so much of your time at work. Like, most of our lives are spent at work.
Doing what we don't like.
Monday through Friday. And then Saturday, you get stuck running errands. And then Sunday, you, like, relax for a little, but then you start preparing mentally. And, like, for me, I like to, like, well, I don't like to. Mm-hmm. I iron on Sunday so, like, I can get ready for Monday and, you know, get ready for the work weeks. Like, a lot of my time is, like, tied up in work. Mm-hmm. That's just terrible.
It's terrible. I was thinking about it. So, like, when I'm at work, I don't know about you, when I'm at work, sometimes, like, I get distracted with the phone. Because I don't even want to be there. So then I end up trying to do something I want to do, like look up stuff on my phone. Then you get distracted in that.
Yep.
Then you, whatever you getting distracted on your phone, it's like double now because of work and your phone. And you're not getting nothing done. And then you have to do it again the next day. Mm. And it's like why? Like, why? If you don't like it.
Yeah.
It just drains you.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't know about me. I mean, I don't know about a lot of people, but like me, it's like, I don't really know what I like to do. Like, if I had to pinpoint, like, oh, what do you like to do? Like, what can you see yourself doing, like, for 40 plus hours
a week and be happy. Yeah, what's your dream job?
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie, I don't know. I thought like, all right, cool. Like maybe if I was like an entertainment attorney, that'd be cool. You know, right?
Yeah.
And then I started doing some stuff and I was like, this is all the same shit. I'm still like just sitting here reading a shit ton of contracts and I don't wanna do that. Like I don't like really? I mean, like, obviously the nature of the work is different. Like the deals are, so it's cool. Like, you know, you're like working on some deals for like some artists that you know, and that's cool.
It's exciting.
It's exciting, but at the end of the day, when you still gotta do the work, it's still just the same work that I'm doing, like what I do like for real estate. Mm. It's the same exact, just reading agreements. And it's funny because whenever I meet people and they're like, oh, you're an attorney, what kind of work do you do? And I tell them, like, wow, I bet you just read a lot of agreements. And I'm like, damn, I do.
You do?
And it's like, and it's like, yo, that's like a lot of what my day entails. Just sitting there, just getting a shit ton of agreements and constantly reading. And like the monotony of that is just like, I'm so over it. It's like so boring, so mundane. I'm just like, I can't deal with this shit no more. So like I was telling my mom, was this Monday or Sunday? I think it was Sunday. No, it was Monday because it wasn't Mother's Day. I let her have her day. Mm-hmm. Then I went back to my bitching. But then Monday I was like, you know, I don't know what I want to do. And she's like, well, do you still want to be an attorney? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I mean, granted, I'll always be an attorney. But as far as like me practicing, I just don't know.
Yeah, no.
It's just like, I don't know. I got to figure out like what I want to do. And it's like, I'm 27. I have like, really, I don't have no kids and like, I don't have no obligations to anybody. So it's like, I can figure out what I want to do right now.
Yeah.
And just figure that shit out. I have to get back to living minimal, like very minimal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck happened. When I first got back up here, I was living very minimal. Now I got too many fucking obligations. I'm like, let me start cutting some of these shit down. It's because if I fell on my face, I don't want to have to like own anybody or anything like that. I just want to have no obligations, live very minimal until I figure out what I want
to
do.
Word. Because I was even like, yo, like dressing up, like how I used to like clothes. Yeah. I used to buy clothes every week or switch things up. Now I'm just like, I don't really care. Like if I have a shirt, I'll just wash it. Like it's not that serious. Yeah. And like even food, like I'll buy food. I don't even buy that much food. Like you go to Key Food or Fine Fare, I buy like the $7.54 chicken wing pack. It comes with like 12.
Break that shit up.
Put some in the freezer. Put the other one in the refrigerator. Yep. Season is
like, that's I a got whole that week
today. Yeah. Like, and I'm gonna have it for tomorrow for lunch. That's like
a whole week.
Minimal. Like even my dog, like I used to buy him like different types of food. I'm like, nah, you too, nigga. If I gotta do that, yeah, I gotta do that too. And it's just like, I was thinking about it, like I liked my job at one point too, and then it just started becoming dull. And I was like, what if that's just a sign, like the world telling you like there's something more? Like whatever you were at, it was a lesson and it taught you that lesson. I think now it's the next level of where you're trying to be.
I think it is. Because like before I got this job, I was at my other job and I hated it. And then I was like, whatever job, you know, whoever gives me some money, I'm going to go to that next job. I'm going to be happy. That's what I said. Went to the next job and I was happy for a couple months. I was like, oh yeah, this is cool, da da da. And now like I've been there for over a year now and I'm like, damn, this is really my job, this is my life. And then it starts setting in and it's like every day I'm like questioning, like, yo, what do you enjoy doing? Like outside of like sleeping. Yeah. Like what do you enjoy doing? Like so it's like, yeah. I mean, I think it's a common struggle that everyone has.
Everyone has it.
Yeah, like, you know, you go to college at like 18, they force you to like, you know, pick figure a major and like determine your life at 18 and what you're going to do for the rest of your life. So
I was watching the Breakfast Club interview. I don't know her name, but she's the mother from Black-ish. Lewis, Justine Lewis or something.
The mother from Black-ish. Tracee Ellis Ross.
No, not the her mother. Like her parent, which was Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, that's his mother.
Yeah, his
mother. I don't know her name, but I know you're talking about that.
She was on The Breakfast Club, and let me see if I get her name, because she was OD. She, like, she's Jennifer Lewis. She's like...
Yes.
Her voice, like, you scared of her. She was talking about, like, she had a book and everything. I'm even trying to read it. And she was saying how throughout her whole career, like, she was in Broadway. She has television shows. She has mad movies. 68 movies.
Like, I'm not surprised. Like, she's in mad shit.
She's in mad shit. But, like, being her age, like, she said she retired. She was, like, ready, but she really didn't want to. Like, she still wanted to work.
Yeah.
And one of the things she said, she was, like, in her garden, like, and she was, like, thinking, I really don't want to do this anymore. Like, I could really retire. And she tried to, like, find jobs. No place was hiring her. Like, she said she tried Orange Is the New Black, and they didn't take her. They took someone else.
Really?
Yeah, she tried, like, I forgot another show on HBO. They didn't take her for that. And she was just like, all right, whatever. Like, it's cool. She kept it moving. And one day, she was like, you know what? I don't think I want to do this no more. And then she told herself, like, sometimes you need to get out your own way. Like, even, like, she had a dream. Her life was about her dream. She really didn't become successful until, like, now, really. Like, where she's getting the fame and acclaim she wants and able to make a book off the rip just wanting to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, damn, like, it took her all these years, like, to get to where she wants to be now.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not about, maybe, I was like, damn, it's not really about you finding it when you're 20s or figuring it out. It's more like you just going through it.
Going through the motions.
And not letting it, like, meditation, bro. Been doing it for 15 days.
It's been working.
In the morning. Me and my dog, me and Chewy do it in the morning. That nigga wakes up right next to me, and we've been doing it. And sometimes, like, I'll do it at night, and, the J. Cole interview that dropped today, he was like, he really only does it when he gets anxious or, like, when he gets scared. And I was like, that's real, because people say do it every day, and you really think you should, and he's doing it when he feels the need to, so it's not a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And he tries it, and he's like, he feels better, and he's trying to get to the point where he's doing it every day.
Yeah.
And it really, like, it helps. Like, it clears, like, your mind. Like, I was just at work. Like, why am I stressing work?
Yeah.
Why am I stressing? I love my job. I love the CEO.
Yeah.
The pay could be a lot better. Mm-hmm. But I'm there for what it is. But I was just like, man, like, this is the time we could figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the end of the world, but if we just chill out.
Do you think you take risk?
Yeah. I used to. Mm-hmm. Not anymore, because I have my own place. Like, that's another thing. Responsibility is just like, I'm at work. I'm like, damn, I really have to be here, because if I'm not here, I don't have a house to stay in. Like, and I'm not going home. Like, I made that clear. I'm not going home.
That's exactly what.
And it's like you're forced there now. You're not even allowed to just be there to be. Like, you're just forced. I was just thinking about it, and I'm like, yo, I really try. Like, I should take risks.
Yeah.
Like, start.
Yeah, but yeah, so that's the thing. You gotta take, like, smart risk or calculated risk is what
but
they call it.
What's a smart risk?
I don't know. I don't take risk. Like, that's something I'm trying to work on. Like, I think, like, this is the point in my life where I'm like, all right, cool. I'm gonna finally, like, sit down and, like, think long and hard about what I wanna do and take a risk and, like, just take a risk. Just take a leap of faith and figure that shit out.
Yeah.
I don't take any risk. But, like, so for example, like, I'm like, this minimal living shit, right? Me and my girl living in the Bronx, right?
Brooklyn?
No, we're living in the Bronx before.
Oh, Bronx. That's
rent,
like,
was nice and cheap. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, we should probably stay here, right?
Uh-huh.
No, let's move to Brooklyn and pay more rent, right? And I'm thinking, like, I promise at least, like, once a day, but, like, at least twice a week, I'm like, yo, why did I do this? Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's nice. It seems nice on a daily. Like, all right, cool. You know, I live in Brooklyn. This is cool. But, like, when I just think about it, like, financially, it's like, why am I paying more rent? Like, why am I doing this? And also to the point that it's like, it makes me feel more like I have to be at work, because now I'm obligated to pay more rent. So now I have to be at work.
That's crazy.
So when I'm at work, I'm like, shit, I can't leave.
Like, even if you wanted to just enjoy
it's like,
all right.
It's like, I can't quit. Like, I promise. I'd be like, yo, I can't quit.
That's crazy.
I'm like, I can't, because if I quit right now, then we ain't gonna be straight. And I need this to be straight. I'm like, all right, cool. Then I gotta think about her. I'm like, all right, well, how's she gonna feel if I quit? You know, and it's just it's these things. And it's like, my job, honestly, if any other attorney, like, just enjoyed being an attorney and doing commercial real estate, they would love my job.
Yeah.
Love it. I mean, granted, like, obviously, it's just as stressful as any other job. Any other attorney job, but they treat you really well. The hours are not insane, and they just have, like, the usual expectations that everyone has of attorneys. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, for me, that's how I know something's wrong with me. Mm-hmm. I'm just wired differently. It's like, yeah, you guys are giving me everything I really want. and everything I asked for, but it's like, I'm still not happy.
You're not happy.
So it's like, mm-hmm. at first I thought something was wrong with me. I was like, because I felt it coming on like 3 months in. I was like, something, I was like, yo, all right. But now I'm really like, yo, all right, this ain't for me. Like every day I'm like, all right, cool, I'm doing this, but like this ain't for me.
Yeah.
Like I was talking to Carl like 3 weeks ago maybe, and he was saying like, yo, he's like, yo, I'm not a corporate type nigga. I'm not a cubicle type nigga. And he was saying that, but obviously the way he was saying it was like super extra because that's just Carl.
Yeah.
But I really was like, yo, what he was saying was making a lot of sense, and like a lot of the way I feel is because I spend all of my time inside of a cubicle, like looking at a computer screen, and I was like, that's not who I am. Like I feel like I restrict myself. Like, for example, when we do this podcast, this is who I am. Like, I'm very outlandish. I'm very like loud and outspoken and all that shit. When I'm at work, I'm very tame, very calm, and I'm like very quiet. Like, I have to like do all these agreements. I have to, you know, make sure I portray myself in this very professional manner and just be like not even like probably an eighth of myself. Every day, because like most of my time, it's like I'm not even interacting with no one. I have to like literally focus on doing all this work and all these agreements. But I don't know. I don't know why that hit me. But I was like, yo, this can't be me. Like this, I can't like just continue to like go forward like this. Mm-hmm. Even like some attorneys who like work in like startup environments or things like that, where you know there's a little bit more freedom, or you know the culture is a little cool. I'm like, all right, cool. Maybe I can try that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, maybe I should do something like that and see. If, you know, I'm not going to just jump all the way off the ledge. Like, yeah, nigga, I'm going unemployed. I'm about to have my hair out here looking crazy. But it's just like,
working on myself inside.
Yeah, like let me just see. Like, you know, I want to see what's out there. Like, I've never taken any risk. I've never, like, actually. I've never had a job that I actually wanted.
Really?
Ever.
Not even just because it would.
Ever.
Boost your confidence. Ever. Make you feel good. Never?
Ever.
So why did you get them?
They just made the most sense at the time. It was like, all right, these are my options. I'm taking this one.
Yeah. Well, last time you just finished school, so you was looking for something just to start, right?
Yeah, but then this job I have now, it was just like, oh, all right, cool. You're going to pay me. I'm going.
Yeah.
Like, that was like, but it's not like where, you know, people are like, oh, I want to work in the entertainment industry. I want to work for like Sony. I want to work for Sony. I'm going to work at Sony. I've never had that before.
Yeah.
Like, I've had ideals like that before where it's like, yeah, oh, that company's cool, want to work there. But then if things don't happen, if I don't get that immediate gratification, then I just like, all right, whatever. Who wants me now?
Yeah.
But I'm like trying to flip my mindset. And it takes time and growth where you're like, it's not about who wants me. It's like where I want to be.
Where do you fit?
Yeah, where do I fit? I don't care about who wants me. It's like, all right, where can I put myself?
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's funny.
That shit takes time, though.
Nah, yeah, because I don't think we're going to figure it out either, like, anytime soon. Like, I was saying, too, we're just 20. We all just turned 27.
I know.
Damn, that shit is weird.
That shit sounds crazy, right? But it's like, because we have all these responsibilities, I feel so damn old. Like, I don't feel old,
but
I just feel older. Like, I feel like, nah, you can't be taking these risks anymore. You're not 21. Like
that, remember when they used to tell you the 20s are where you make your mistakes?
Yeah.
The 30s are where you should have learned from your mistakes.
Yeah.
That's what kills me. It's like we're still at that mistake age. It's not like, you know, we're almost like, one of my homegirls, she gets upset because she's 28. I'm like, bro, like, you're 2 years from 30. Like, 30 is not a I'm dying. Like, 30 is a
nothing.
Experience. And now
it means nothing.
It doesn't mean anything. Like, you're making it something. Like, it just doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And, like, I sit at work, and I don't even really know what I want to do. Like, right now, I'm doing things I like. Like, I love taking, like, at work, I work in the worst neighborhood, like, Hunts Point. There's nothing over there. Like, just the other day, it got hot. This hoe was out there with a black like crop top and black booty shorts with heels and a wig, and everyone was looking at her like, we all know what the fuck you were doing. Like, that's Hunts Point. And I literally at 2 o'clock, it's like
middle of the day,
like when it was hot, was it yesterday?
Monday? No, it was Tuesday, 89.
It was yesterday, yeah. We saw another one. Like, it was they were out, and I literally go outside and I just take pictures like for an hour. Like, I give myself that time to just get out. And luckily my job does that. Like, if you find a job that's Like, now I'm thinking of finding a job that's allowing me to do what I love to see what comes out of it. Mm-hmm. Like, the podcast, I'm trying to see what, you know, where it goes. And I was just like, where do I fit in what I know? Because now we have skills. Like, we all have skills. So it's like, how can we, like, do better with it? And it sucks because you be at work like, damn.
That's another thing. Like, I feel like I'm at work wasting my skills.
Word. Like, I could be doing so much more.
Yeah, I could be doing so much more than this. But if this is what you want me to do, then you're limiting me to this. Then I guess this is what I have to do.
That you have to do.
And that's such a terrible, like, mindset. Not terrible, because obviously we all got to do what we got to do to survive and get by. Bills aren't going to stop. All those things are just going to continue to grow. But it's just like, I spend so much time there. Like, even today, for example, right? I didn't go to work today before we started recording this episode. And I feel like I can give so much more to this episode. Like, so I have so much more energy now that we're recording, because it's like, I didn't go to work today. Like, I didn't have to go do something where
it's draining
on me. Yeah. Like, most of the time I come from work late, and then I'm like, all right, we got to do this podcast. Like, let's do it, you know? Mm. Right now I'm like, oh, yeah, we're doing a podcast. Cool. I'm like fully alert, 100% here.
And Kev's sick
out here in the streets.
But, that's something I've been thinking about recently, too. Like, just being at work, like, is this it? And, like, my mom is just, you need to find a job with a pension. And I'm like, I am so tired of hearing that. Like, it is not. It's 2000. It's almost 2020. Like, and you talk about pensions that could disappear tomorrow.
Yep.
And it's just, like, I'd rather do, like, what I love instead of doing something I have to do. Even if that means maybe losing a house or, like, losing something.
Yeah.
But that's why I was like, damn, like, these, we kind of sit here and, like, we just get out of, like, we're programmed to feel this way. Like, I know people who are, it was sad. Like, I'm on the train and this lady was just on her phone trying to, I kept looking at her. Mm-hmm. She kept trying to load Instagram, but you're in the subway under the tunnel.
With obviously no service.
What do you hope? Like, you're putting everything into this, like. And she looked older, so I'm assuming she's in her 30s. And I'm like, damn, like, if I could figure this out now, I won't be that age like that. Like, and that's the level where it just hit me hard this past couple of weeks.
Yeah. But it's like, you got to have that power to just 100% unleash your creativity. Like,
yeah.
Like, you have to, because, like, my girl, she works at a startup, right? So she comes home sometimes. She, like, tells me, like, all the stories about, like, her job and, like, the people that she meets and stuff and, like, how they all got started and all this other stuff. I'm just like, damn. Like, these are all, like, just relatively simple ideas. It's just that you chose to pursue it.
Yeah.
Like, you chose to pursue it. You chose to break out of that corporate, you know, shell or whatever and say, yeah, I want to go do this now. And we're going to have a company environment's gonna be like this. Like, we're gonna shake it up. It's not gonna be like the corporate environment. Like, people think that I genuinely enjoy dressing up. I hate that shit. Like, I hate every day, like, wearing slacks and a button up. Because what? Because it makes you feel more comfortable. It makes you feel like this is professional. And granted, yeah, I like when I look good some days, but, like, just on the everyday, it's like, all right, why do I have to iron this fucking shirt? Why do I have to iron these pants to come in here and do the same work I can do if I had jeans on? Like, the same exact work. It's not going to change my mind state or, you know, how, you know, intelligent I am or how well I do, you know, my job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like those little things. It's just like, I feel like it's just like an older mentality where it's like, I don't feel like I have to, like, conform to all these notions of what professionalism is.
Yeah.
It just sucks, bro. Like,
but have you ever thought about if you're feeling these things, like, sometimes if it's like a weak emotion, like, oh, just man up, like, it's not that serious, or like, maybe it is that serious, I'm just,
yeah. No, I used to feel that way. I used to be like, yo, all right, stop bitching, you doing too much, you acting like a bitch, stop.
Yeah.
Relax. But now it's like to the point where it's like, I don't even, like, feel like I'm complaining. I really feel like this is how I'm just saying how
that's
I feel.
How you
I'm,
are.
I'm stating it. This is how I feel. This is what I don't like. And it's like, I'm trying to figure out how can I get to that point of happiness. I can get to that point where professionally I'm doing something that I know I want to do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be 100% happy. But I think, honestly, what will make me happy is if I was working on something for myself.
For yourself. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Like, if it was how you want.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Armin.
Mm-hmm.
he has his own spot.
Yeah,
he
can
literally do. And I was like, he texts me, and Armin is very like, he'll hit me up, hey, what's up? And it just won't answer me when I respond. I'm like, all right. But I was thinking about him when he hit me up, and I was just like, damn, like he has a job that he can kind of wear what he wants, but mm-hmm. it's more for how he wants to do it and his pace. I was like, even though he's struggling, like, it's probably good for him, like, because it's what he wants.
It's his business.
I was like, there's something maybe you could figure out.
So I've been trying to figure, like, think outside of the box, like, as far as everything I want to do. Because, like, I feel like I'm programmed, like, naturally to be like, oh, okay. So I went to law school. I should have my own law firm. Like, nah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Or I'm like, all right, cool. I should be doing something like entertainment, like somewhere in that area. And I'm like, why? I don't really want to do that either. I mean, I obviously I have the capabilities to do that, and I think that would be cool. It would be nice.
Yeah.
But it's like, I have to figure out what skills I truly possess, where I'm like, this is what I want to do every single day. And I think when I get to that point, I'm just going to 100% pursue it. But until then,
you figure it out.
We at the cubicle. Post it up.
That's what I was saying. I was like, yeah, I'll get myself at least to the end of the year.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to save money and then just leave when you finish, work some days, don't work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like giving myself a time now. It's like, all right, now you're almost 30. Like, you should have some. Like, I felt like having a goal at 30, have your own shit together so you don't have to do. Like, as I hated, like, dressing up when I used to dress up.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really like it as much. Ironing, I don't remember the last time I ironed, bro.
It's a terrible fucking
thing. I don't remember the last time I ironed. It feels great.
Mm. I mean, like, I'll run the iron over, like, my, like, you know, clothes on the weekends. Like, just if it's, like, too wrinkled, like, if I just washed it. But, like, my dress clothes, that starch on them things. That you got starch, put creases. That shit takes time. And it's just like, I don't know, man. It's like,
it's not me, man. It's not like me.
I just don't see the purpose behind it.
Yeah.
Like, why am I doing this? Does it make you feel more comfortable that I look like this?
Does you look like that? But then, speaking of looks.
What's up?
So yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I was on 42nd. Just got out the 7 train, and mind you, I got attacked by the wind and the rain yesterday. That just like crazy. Everybody else, I was in the middle of that shit. Like, I was walking to the train in Hunts Point, dust got in my eye, I had to stop. Like, the raindrops were so big, like, when I tell you, they were hitting you, like, it hurt, like, uh-huh. You hear the smack. And I remember I got to, everyone was rushing at Grand Central, and I got to the 7, I get in. I only had my little camera bag with my camera in it. And I'm walking through the subway where everyone is going. Like, you know where it's the two-way? It looks like a highway of people.
Yeah.
So I'm walking through, overlook like three offices. And they, like, I guess I was I wasn't tall, but I could see over them. And I saw them look at me and point in my direction. So I'm coming up the stairs. I'm like, all right. If I go the other way, I'm going to look suspect. I'm gonna look like I'm doing something wrong. I'm not.
Yeah.
So then I walk their way. So as I'm walking, they talking, they walking me. I'm looking at them, but it's like clearly obvious at this point. Like, they're looking. They walk through everybody. They walk through everybody. I was taller than the Asian dude, but he was bigger than me. And then it was two tall ass white dudes. So then he stops. He comes up to me and he's like, where did you just come from? Did people stop you in the front? I was like, what? And he was like, did someone stop you? Did someone speak to you? I was like, nah, I just got off the train. And he's like, where are you going? In my mind, I was like, here we go. Like,
yeah.
And mind you, everyone is trying to get by us because we're in the middle and everyone just, it's rush hour. It's a storm. Like, people are not trying to have it. So they're looking at me. I'm feeling awkward. I'm just like, I'm on my way downtown. He's like, oh, okay. Can I see your ID? I was like, oh, my God. So I give him the ID. He tells homie in the back, like, something. And he walkie something over. So then they have me standing in the middle, just standing there for like 5 minutes. And I'm just like, yo, like, what the fuck? Like, I'm trying to think, do I smell like weed? Like what the fuck is, like, what is the problem? Like, and I look like I just walked out of J. Crew. Like, it wasn't even, like, I was look like a hoodlum, nothing. Yeah. I had high waters on with New Balances.
That's the new thug look.
The tattoos.
From Boondocks. Gangstalicious?
Gangstalicious. But then he gives me the ID, and he's like, all right, you could go. And I'm just like, that shit felt weird to me. I did not, like, look.
They didn't tell you why they stopped you? Nothing?
Shit. I was glad to be able to walk away.
That's true.
Because we see this shit so many times, yeah. And it's just like, on 42nd Street, rush hour, everybody's moving. Like, this is a show.
Yeah, you picked me. That shit's crazy.
This is a show. And I'm just like, yo, like, I dress how I want to dress. If I look a certain way or if I act a certain way, like, that's not grounds for anything. Like, you just sit here and you accuse. And then that's what the problem is you're accusing someone of doing something by judging them on a stereotype. That
means,
I read an article that most arrests on marijuana is Hispanics and blacks. 98% of arrests. And they're from hood, like, the hood. Like, they're not in upscale Upper East Side. Like, they're
not. Of course not.
So it's like, it just baffled me. Like, I was sitting there like, yo, what the fuck? Like, shaking. I hit up my brother because he's a corrections officer. I was like, yo, I need that. I need that card. Whatever that card is.
Yeah, you can, like, get out of
there. I need that. Because I'm just like, yo, and it scared me. I was scared. I was like, what the? My mom's on vacation. Mm-hmm. So I was like, damn, I couldn't bitch to her. Like, how I normally would, too. Like, it was just weird. And it brought me back to, like, even with the whole Kanye situation, just, like, this color situation just seems like it's getting worse. It's not even getting better. And it seems more open now. Like, they're doing it on purpose. I'm old. I'm about to move.
Move where?
I don't know. Africa got their own shit going
Everything.
On.
Everything, yeah. Every country has its pros and cons. I ain't gonna lie to you. When I just got here at the Fulton Center, I was downstairs. You know they have the
cop
that stop people. They just stopped this white man in his suit to check his bag. I was like, when I tell you, like, I, like, stopped and I turned around because, like, I was just so appalled. I was so shocked. Every time we come here, every week, I see them stop people who was black or Hispanic.
Oh, for real?
Every time they stop someone, they never stop no white people there. So, like, he literally, like, walked up to the guy, and, like, the guy was coming down the steps, and the cop, like, met him and, like, pointed to him and said, come over here and, like, let us search your bag. And I was, like, appalled. I was, like, literally utterly shocked. I was, like, damn, like, you stopped him for no reason. Yeah. I was, like, wow.
And it's, I don't even know if it's a color thing, because I don't want to make it a color thing either. But I'm just like, I've never seen that here. I've never even really seen them stop anybody. Like, I see them stop, like, they look like international students.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I never really stopped them. And I'm waiting for the day that they stop me because I have the equipment.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and, of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare.
PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yeah.
And I have mad shit. So you're going to be in there for an hour and I don't have nothing. So it's like, you want to check all these bags? Go right ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're just, like, I don't want to, like, it's hard for me to say he was just doing his job.
Yeah.
Like, that's, and I hope he was just doing his job. Like, but it's just weird. Like, it's just a weird, I don't know. It just felt weird.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It's hard to separate where you're stereotyping, and you just doing your job, like where they intersect, like how to dissect the difference between them. Just because, like as you said, the numbers are so disproportionately in favor of them stopping blacks or Hispanics, and like even the way like they police the hood, you said like, oh, 98% of marijuana arrests are, you know, from black Hispanic people, where they don't go through these, like, rich, you know, wealthy neighborhoods like that. Because they did, they'd be mad arrested there, too. But for, like, cocaine and wild shit. Heroin. But it's too much money up there, so they don't do that. They spend all their time in the hood, policing the hell out of that. Arrest people for weed. But supposedly, I read an article where, like, in the next year or two, New York could legalize marijuana. Because its neighboring states are, two of its major, New Jersey's thinking about it. And then Massachusetts is thinking about it as well.
Because I think Philly, you... Is it Philly you can smoke it? No, Washington you could smoke it. I don't know. I'm all just whatever. Like, if they do it, it's going to be chaos either way. Like,
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
If they legalize it?
Streetwise?
I don't think it's going to be chaos streetwise. It's just... It somewhat alleviates that issue.
Yeah.
Because then there's no need for you to go buy it off the street. If you could just buy it
legally,
and then it boosts somewhat of the state and the locals in the city economy. It seems to be, I don't know. I haven't like done the adequate enough research on the matter.
Yeah.
But I don't hear any issues in Colorado or in like California. Everyone seems to be going along just happy, smoking their weed and relaxing.
They're relaxing, making money at the same time. I don't know. I find it therapeutic. I used to, like, because when I was going through my situations and stuff, I was smoking. Like, J. Cole's album, Real Talk, is, like, it's surreal. Like, when you do something, and it's not even just the purpose of, sick, like, smoking weed or doing drugs, like, alcohol, like, using your phone is an addiction. Like, any type of addiction that you use to hide your feelings instead of going through them. Really, it's just like, and I was smoking a lot, and it just like, now I enjoy it. I don't do it because I feel the need to. I do it if I want to and if I like to do it at the time. But I don't know. It's just, I remember, like, I used to see my cousins get arrested, and I didn't know if it was just for a lot of weed or for a little bit of weed. But I hope if they do bring it to New York, the crimes, at least the crimes that
are related to it,
depending on the amount or whatever it is, you know, they could bring that down. Because I've seen people get arrested and, you know, they got in trouble for that and they spent months in jail for no reason.
That's the
reason.
I'd have to research that. I don't know. I mean, I think once it's legal, it's legal. I think people who would get arrested more so would be like people who are still like selling it illegally and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I know one thing. These motherfuckers, that shit become legal, they better not raise those prices too damn much.
Well, in Cali, it's cheaper. So
cheaper than getting it from...
So, like, depending on if you, like, depending on how much you buy, it's a lot cheaper for you to buy more.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you could get more for what you would buy for a regular
thing.
So, like, and it's more like... Well, me, it's funny, me and my dad talk about it, and we always, like, we would hate it because they would put, like, different chemicals in it. Like how they sell chicken. Like they sell chicken, they put shit in it, you don't know. So it's like you have to really do your research and like really figure it out. I mean, I'll let you guys know. But it's like it helps too, because sometimes even when I meditate, I'll smoke. And I'll just sit there and like, you know how like the Parchester windows, like the trees be right in front of your fucking window, like so the birds be out there, and I'll just like take it in and just relax. I'll give myself at least 15 minutes to just chill. And Headspace, I'm still using that shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I done fell off of meditating.
It helps.
Yeah.
Even when you just, even using it once in a while for now.
Yeah. The issue is, like, say, for example, like you said in J. Cole's interview on Angie Martinez, he was saying how he does it when he's anxious.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I'm anxious as fuck at work. So it's like, where am I going to go meditate?
Meditate.
Like, I can't, like, stop. I still have work to do, so I feel anxious. All the time.
All the time.
So it's like, yeah, like the average person, I don't think they have time to like stop whatever they're doing to meditate in the middle of the day.
Of the day. That's, I mean, who was it? He was like, someone said, like, if you could turn it on and watch a TV program for like 30 minutes, you could tell, I forgot who it was, and you could do 5 minutes of just
sitting in silence.
Just sitting in silence. And I forgot, I need to remember, but he was, that's when I was just like, fuck it. Like, I didn't even want to use Headspace because it's no silence because the guy's in your ear telling you what to do.
To do it, yeah.
And I remember I asked my friend, I was like, how do you meditate? And she was telling me, oh, like, I, like, when you go to these classes, like, they train you at first and they tell you, like, to find, like, your inner whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they do in the app, which I thought was really cool, was they tell you that. But the way they describe it to you, they tell you while you're doing it. So you kind of, it's like your brain is a computer, so it's absorbing it. Like, you're hearing it.
Yeah.
Versus you just sitting there and you figuring it out. Like, it's telling your body what to do.
Yeah, because if I sat there, my brain, just, my shit would still be just
racing.
It'd
still be going on. And it'll take you even longer to figure that process out. So I was like, it's a legit app. Like, it's not even, like, on some serious shit. Like, the guy sounds like a professor. So it's like, it makes sense. And it helped. I don't know. I feel, like, I don't feel great, but I feel like I'm getting there, like, I get scared every day too. Like, I'm anxious when I'm not at work. Like, even when I wake up in the morning, if I don't get up and leave my house by a certain time, my day is fucked up. Like,
yeah.
Because I want to get to work at a certain time to get this amount of hours so that I could pay this bill on this day. And it's like, I realize that time shit is just like.
It's another thing. Responsibility is just makes me anxious as fuck.
Oh, yeah, responsibility.
It's like, ugh. That shit is just stressful. It's like, all right. But I mean, as you said, like, a lot of it revolves around work because it's like, shit, like, all right, I got to spend all this time at work. I'm not doing necessarily what I want to do. And then it's like, but I can't stop doing it because I got to, this allows me to do this, that, and third, you know? Mm-hmm. If I don't have this, then I don't have all these other things that basically come from, you know, my money from working here. And it's just like, ugh. It fucking sucks.
I don't know if you could do it. Like, one of the things, especially when I was on 42nd Street working with Kev, I would walk around and just listen to music or, like, listen to nothing and just sit somewhere. Like, I used to sit in the, where we met one time, 40th and
oh, all the way over there.
First.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That bridge shit where you just over, I used to just sit there and just look.
Yeah. And just, I mean, I don't get to do it as much, but I used to, like, in the beginning a lot. Because my job is literally right across the street from Bryant Park.
Yeah, that's what I was
So I would go sit there and just, like, chill, like, for a good 30 minutes and, like, listen to music and just, like, fuck it. But now I don't have that kind of, that luxury anymore.
You can't do it?
I mean, I could, but it's just, like, it's either I can go sit in Bryant Park for 30 minutes or I can leave work 30 minutes early and go home.
Do you ever really leave 30 minutes early?
Not earlier. But it's like, all right, cool. Added
30 minutes?
It'll add 30 minutes to my work day, yes.
Because you have to clock out when you...
I don't clock in or clock out, but just like the amount of work and shit that I have to do for that day. It's like if I take a... Most of the time, I don't even take a lunch break. Most of the time, I go outside, I grab my lunch, come back upstairs, eat, and keep working. Because if I don't, then it's like, I don't want to be there till fucking 8, 9 o'clock at night. I don't.
But do you think you need time for your brain to sort of chill out, take a break, and then go back in?
That's the thing. I'm like trying to balance that out because when I'm someone at work actually asked me this, which is funny. Like I heard someone at work, and one of our HR departments. She asked me. She was like, "Do you feel like if you didn't do your work, like in a sense, like you know, the company would like crumble or some shit like that?" And sometimes I do. I'm like, yo, shit, if I don't do this, then, you know, then they can't do this. And then it, like, it just fucks up the chain and the cycle. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't be the person that gets blamed for that. So let me just do it right now.
Yeah.
Like, every time I get something, I do it right then and there. Mm-hmm. Like, even before you came out, I was doing work. And I was like, I could do this tomorrow morning. I was like, nah, fuck, let me like, try to do it right now. Yeah, but it's just, like, that feeling. Like, and that makes me anxious as fuck. Because it's like, I don't want to forget something. I don't want to not do something. So I feel, like, very anxious all the time. Like, even yesterday when I was home from work. Yesterday was the first time since I started my job, which has been over a year ago, that I did not respond to an email all day.
Oh, for real?
Like, even if I took days off,
you would respond.
If I went on vacation, I would take phone calls, conference calls, respond to emails, everything. Like, I was on vacation, but I always answer emails, always. Yesterday was the first time all day where I never checked the email. And then, but the thing about it, so listen to this.
Shit.
But this is where the anxiety kicks in, though. So I checked my email, like 7 o'clock yesterday, I think 7 o'clock at night. I went out to dinner with two friends, me and my girl and one of my friends and his fiance went out to dinner, and I came back home. We got back home like 10 o'clock, and I immediately felt anxious. I felt like I had to do this work. So I had like 7-8 fucking like outstanding emails, which are things that I had to do, and I was like, all right, well, if I don't do it today, I'll do it tomorrow. If I don't do it tomorrow, I'll do it Thursday. So then I stayed up to like 2 o'clock in the morning doing all that shit.
And do you feel better, like,
once it was done?
Yeah, like, did
I feel conflicted. It's like, yo, like,
it didn't even help.
It was like, I mean, it helped in the sense that, like, this morning I woke up and everyone got their shit. But for me, it was like I woke up today and I was still tired because yesterday I relaxed all day, but then I stayed up at 2 o'clock in the morning to do work, and then today I was tired, and then it was like, all right, I slept a little bit, but I still was like basically working from home.
Yeah,
and now I have to go back to work tomorrow again. So it was like, I didn't really maximize my time off on that day like I thought I would.
Yeah.
Because my anxiety kicked in and I started stressing. And I was like, well, you don't get this done. And it's like, oh, you know.
And then, like, what's a day off? It's kind of,
there
like,
is no day off.
Day off.
There is no day off.
You don't
exactly
take a break.
And even last week when we had Oliver on and he was saying, like, you know, being an attorney, it's like every day. That's what he, remember he opened the episode saying that. He's like, you feel like you're losing a part of yourself.
Self.
Every day. And I was sitting, I was like, damn, that shit, like, really cut me deep. And I was like, ugh. Like, it really hurt. And I was like, that's how I fucking be feeling. I was like, damn. But I don't know. Take that shit a day at a time.
A day at a time. Because I'm like, why do we feel like this? And it's not just me. And it's not just you. And it's
everyone.
Not
a lot of people feel that way.
A lot of people feel that way. And it's like, what do you do to get out of it? Or like, what do you even, how do you make yourself feel better? Because that's what it is. Like, if we stay stuck at this job working like this in 40 years, we are not, like, mentally, we are not going to be all right.
I don't want to be that guy.
And, like, that's the weird, none of us, I don't even know if we see the consequences of us being those men.
Yeah.
And that's the scary part, because I'm trying to find examples of, like, my mom works all the time. Like, mm-hmm. Now she's taking a break, but she's still like, oh, I got to be at work till 9.
Yeah.
And you're like, she's a woman, like, she's an older woman. I'm like, man, like, you live in Co-op City.
Yeah, that's a journey.
You get home at 11:30, like, why? Like, yeah. Why? So it's just, I don't know. Everyone feels like that.
Yeah, I know, but they keep saying it's millennials, and I really feel like such an outdated mindset, like, to be, I don't remember last time I even worked a 40-hour week. On average, I probably work like 55 hours a week.
Yeah, me too.
So it's like, I spend so much of my time here. And then it's like, you just feel obligated to, like, and then even when I'm not there, I think about it. I think about work. I'm like, all right, let me check my emails real quick. I don't want to miss something.
Word.
Make sure. And then you, like, constantly going over, recheck and make sure you didn't forget shit.
Forget nothing.
It's just, I don't know. It's like, we have these obligations. Like, life gives you these obligations. And it's like, but that's why I'm also like, I'm not in a rush to have kids. I'm not in a rush to do anything.
Another one.
I'm not in a rush
one.
To have any of these things, because it's like, once you have a kid, then that's a fact.
That's over.
You got to take care of that kid. You can't be fucking like, just, oh, yeah, I don't want to be here no more. You can't do that shit, you know? So it's like, I'm not in no rush to have those kids. But that's also why, like, people who talk to me about age and those things, I don't necessarily agree with that shit. It's like, people find themselves at the age they
want to
find themselves. And I don't consider someone necessarily old by how old by their age. I consider someone old by their mindset. Like, once you settle and give in, then I feel like you're old. Like, I feel like that's an old mindset. Mm-hmm. But, like, for example, 2 Chainz is fucking like 47 out here looking like he's 32, you know?
And he's loved by everybody.
Yeah, he's like he looks like he's 32 years old, and he acts like he's, you know, but I'm saying, like, he like lives a very young lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And it's just like people put these deadlines on you where it's like, oh, I should be doing this by this certain time. And I've always subscribed to that mentality my entire life. Like, all right, cool, let me go to college. Cool, let me go to law school. Let me do everything they do right now. Da da da. And it's like, yo, I spent all my time, most of my 20s, basically acting as if I was in my 30s and my 40s. Like, school was going somewhere.
That's the weird part. It's like, we were so systematically...
Yeah, like program.
And then, like, once we even finished school, we were still systematic. Mm-hmm. Systematically programmed to do things. Like, I need this job, I need this and that.
Yeah.
Not really realizing our feelings first. That's where, like, I think they fucked up with the whole education thing. Like, we have to pay for school, and now we have to worry about it. And it's not just
for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life, it's $24,000. I looked at my, like, federal loan statement. I was like, God, like,
bro, I got loans from St. John's and law school.
So
every time I get paid and I pay these motherfuckers, I just be like, why?
I'm not gonna lie though, you guys help me feel better, cause I only got the St. John's ones. You guys have the way.
I'm like, why? Why? Who gonna pay this for me?
You be hoping for some like glitch in the computer.
Boy, just, like, see, I'm like, so that's another thing too. It's like, all right, cool. They have like these payment programs, so I think if I pay until I'm 45, the rest of my loans get forgiven. But I'm like, that's when I'm 40 fucking five. And I'm like, at first, I'm like, oh, cool, I bet I'm 45. And then I was like, when I'm 45?
And you're not just paying them. No. You're paying them, too.
And interest. And I'm like, well, why is this, like, something I have to look forward to? Like, why do I have to automatically, right now in my mind, like, look forward to being 45? Because these are things you count down for.
Yeah,
it's like, all right, shit, when I'm 45, I cannot do that. Then that's something that's always in the back of your head. Like, right now, I'm like, all right, cool, my car lease is up in August. I'm like, I can't wait for that motherfucker to be up. Because, like, I don't need a car in New York City. I'm paying a fucking note and insurance for something I don't even use. But it's like, all right, cool, I'm counting down for that. I'm like, all right, let me count down. But, like, I just have all these countdowns in my head. Because, like, I want to be as minimal as possible. Live minimally as possible. Cut some shit out of my life. Like, what do I not need?
Yeah.
Because.
You have that list? You doing it like a list?
Yeah, whatever? I'm making notes on my phone. Because, like, a lot of shit I have, I don't really need. It just sounds nice.
I'm going to try that too. Even though I did it, I'm going to see what else I don't need.
But thing is, when I realize I don't need something, I cut it off immediately. I cut it off immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Cut that shit off.
Does that include, like, food too? Like, getting extra food?
Yeah. Like, for example, like, me and my girl, like, we eat out a lot. Like, we eat out a lot. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, because we're in the Bronx. I mean, we used to eat out a lot, too. But then, like, I would also cook and shit like that. But since we live in Brooklyn for, like, 3-4 months now. I haven't cooked, like, probably, like, twice.
Everything is, like, right there for you
guys. Yeah, it's like, let's order from... Let's try that restaurant. Let's order out from here. Let's order out from there. And it's, like, spending so much fucking money. And I eat out every day for lunch when I'm at work. I don't want to stop doing that, but... Just because, like, I don't want to, I like, you know, if I cook dinner, I like to have something separate, different when I'm at lunch at work.
Lunch.
But I can't also, like, be eating out lunch and then eating out dinner. And then one week and just eating out, you know? So it's just, like, those little things. It's like, yo, do we really need to eat out every fucking, like, every night?
Mm-hmm.
No. So it's like, all right, cool, let's go food shopping. Let's cut that shit out. Like, let's start living in this apartment. Let's start actually, you know, cooking. Let's start doing things like that. But that's something I'm like, all right, I'm not eating out no more.
Word. I mean, as a side note, when I was in a relationship, going grocery shopping was like the best thing. I don't know why, but it was just like you sitting there agreeing on food, like, and then you start thinking of things to make with each other.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, it's not an experience, but it's something that you like bond with each other.
Yeah,
even though like I used to hate that shit, now I'm like, yo, I fucking can't wait to go grocery shopping.
Yeah. That's where I'm at with it too. I'm like, yo, giving these motherfuckers $30, you know, to cook something for that we went to supermarket fucking get for $5.
$5.
It's just that I don't wanna waste my time for lack of a better phrase, cooking it and then cleaning the dishes. But it's like, yo, I might as well just go do it and just get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
So,
cause that's when I feel like you should only use that option of cooking if you're gonna be like, now I'm thinking about it, if I'm gonna be productive, like, if I'm going to work on the computer at night, mm-hmm. and I don't really want to cook, I'll buy like pizza for like $8 or so. Or like the dollar store in the Bronx. Oh, yeah. my best friend. I spend like $5. I'll get
Dollar
like,
Tree?
Dollar Tree,
that's
yeah.
my shit.
Oh my God. I hate the ones like, is it? Dollar something.
Oh, those fake dollar. Ones, yeah.
You go in, should be $2.99.
Yeah, nah, Dollar Tree. Everything $1.
Air freshener, yo, toothpaste.
It's so funny you said that. I took my girl there a couple months before we moved to Brooklyn, and she was like, how much is this? I was like, $1. And she was like, how much is this? I was like, $1. I promise. And this woman behind us was just dying laughing. And like I was like, babe, everything in here is $1. Like, because, yeah. like, you know, a lot of places up here, they say they dollar stores, but you get in that motherfucker, ain't no dollar. Dollar Tree, everything $1. I don't care if they sponsor us or not. I'm going to ride or die for boy, Dollar Tree.
I go
Tree.
To Dollar Tree for both. Stop, pop and shop.
Bro, they got everything in there. Yo,
if they sold chicken,
be up in there.
I'll be in there.
I love Dollar Tree. They got everything you need in there. $1.
I feel like going tonight is probably closed.
That's but, nothing. I don't have a Dollar Tree near me. That's just like... something that's eating at me right now.
Let me know, man. I'll bring it every Tuesday and Wednesday. Bring I get the shit. Care package. Like, yo, you need toothpaste.
That'd be $10, nigga. I got you everything you need.
And it'll be like, I'll be looking for the taxes. I'll be like, all right, I'll pay like $10.31.
Yeah.
$10.31.
That's all it is?
But then you go nuts and they're like, damn, I don't need this, but.
Yeah. That's nothing. You got to be careful up in Dollar Tree. Like, well, it's only $1. Look up your ass and spend
$21.
Yeah, he's like, God, I came in for two things.
God damn it.
Yeah.
But nah.
But yeah, being an adult, man, that shit is just, it's stressful. That shit takes some time to get used to.
It does.
I'm like seeing everything my parents were telling me.
Where, but I only think, the only thing I'll say is I wish the parents told us a little bit more. Like, I wasn't prepared. But then it's like, how do you prepare, like? And I was thinking about, like, how does a mother have a conversation with her son?
Yeah.
About what life is. Because a mother doesn't really know how a man lives anyway. So it's like,
yeah.
you can't really have it. You kind of have to go through it.
Yeah.
And I'm, that's why I'm like, we come here every week. Like, we talk about what we go through. But it's nice, like, everyone sort of feels the same. Like, I'm trying to live minimal, too, now. I didn't even really think about it. But it's, why not? Like, it's I don't even see the importance for it as much as we thought is important.
Yeah, I think my parents did prepare me for life. I just think they prepared me for their lives. Like, they prepared me to, like, oh, go to school, get a job, have a 401k, have a pension, be happy, live comfortable, move on, die. You know,
be happy.
That kind of life where it's like, and granted, this is the life I have, but it's just like, this shit is whack. I don't want this life. Like, it sounds nice, but it's like, I don't want it. So it's like, yeah, I mean, I think they prepared me for life. You know, based life through their eyes,
what the system,
what they experienced, and you know, having a pension and things of that nature. But that's not what our current culture is about. Like, our current culture is not about settling and just taking whatever is given to you. Our current culture is about, you know, doing what you love and taking. You know, that's another thing. That's why, like, I love that we recorded these WeWorks, because it's like every time I come here every week, I'm like, damn. People here, like, you just see everyone doing what they love. Like, and that's like WeWorks, their slogan is like, do what you love.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yo, like, what do I love? And then just like, I get inspired whenever I'm like in a startup like type environment.
Mm-hmm.
Even though WeWork is fucking huge, but like, whenever I'm
it's
like,
still kind of like new.
As a startup feel, was like, whenever I'm in like a startup environment, I get inspired because I'm like, everyone here is like just doing what they love, or, you know, really having a hand in building something together, rather than you going to like an established company and you're literally just a cog in the wheel. You're one person that's easily replaceable. Like, if I quit my job, they'll have someone there in two fucking
tomorrow.
Weeks. Yeah, and they'll be like, all right, cool.
Yeah,
another attorney. You know how to do this, right? Settle.
That's
what it would be. But it's not like something like, all right, cool, this is my idea, this is my passion, this is what I want to do. I started this. You don't feel this way about this the same way I do, so you can't replace me on this, you know?
Yeah, you can't replace. Yes, like, you can't be replaced in that aspect. Like, you
yeah,
can, mentally, that's why I'm like, I don't care. Like, if they fire me, they fire me, and if they find someone else, then it wasn't meant for me.
Yeah,
like, I like being here too. Like, you see, I feel like everyone here isn't forced to be here. They're here because.
Bless you.
Sorry, thank you. They're here because they have something that they're doing. Like,
yeah.
They're on their own doing it. And I think That's why I like being in here too, because I feel different. Like when I leave my job and I'm in my office, I don't know, it just feels different. Being here, it's like I'm in control with other people who agree with what we're doing.
At my work, I feel like I'm walking the straight line, basically. Like, stay in line.
This is going to be crazy. When we get older and we're like, damn, this was crazy back then.
Yeah. You're going to have to deal with this shit. That's the thing. It's like, all right, cool. So my plan is now, my mission is to focus on how to break that cycle. Like, how do I break that cycle?
Now you find out, let me know too. You learn.
Yeah, nigga, this is the method. This is
the plan.
That's how you get the fuck out of this shit.
Cause even like I be thinking about celebrities too. Like I feel like J. Cole has his down pat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Like he just looks cool. Like even with all the dreads, he's mad skinny. He look crazy, but he looks like he's just comfortable. That's who he is.
Yeah.
And like the interview, like anybody who would even watch, like you would think you're getting something about the album, and it's not. He's telling stories that he's actually going through, and it even made me feel more comfortable with how I'm feeling. Like even telling you how I feel, I didn't even want to talk about it because it's just I don't know if I'm bitching or it's me really feeling it, but like that's why I like the culture we live in. We can sit here and have a conversation about it, mm-hmm. and then we can send it to everybody and their mother to listen to.
Push record, send it out to the world.
Send it to the world, and then it'll be like, yo, like we could help a person too, and then it'll keep going like that, and it feels good.
Yeah, that's like another reason why, like, I feel like so many like minorities look up. I know I do to like athletes and like rappers because it's like, damn, they can just really be themselves. They rich and they can be themselves. Like, you don't have to worry about anything financially, so you're not stressing about that. But you also can, like, for the most part, freely express yourself. And it's like, if you're not in one of those two, you know, industries, like, or, like, unless you have your own business and things of that nature, then it's like, damn, I really cannot freely express myself. Like, on the podcast, obviously, I can. But even then, sometimes, when I'm speaking, it's like, yeah, I want to speak 100% truthful. But it's like, in the back of my mind, I'm always thinking, like, damn, what's one of my job hears this? What if my girl hears this? Like, you know, it's like all these things that, like,
you worry about what other people, like, that's the thing. And it's with like,
I don't want to have to worry about this. I just want to express myself freely
be not myself. Be judged or anything.
And wake up and go to sleep and not have to worry about my bills. Like,
it's going to be nice when we don't, because I think, like, us three, we're working. Like,
yeah.
We're doing what we're doing, but this is not what. You know, what we're meant to be doing as our side. Like, I think this is really, like, to me,
one of the main things we should be doing.
This is our real job. And then when we go out there, it's like when Batman is Batman and then he's Bruce Wayne. Like, he's Batman, but Bruce Wayne is his alter ego. So it's like, that's how I feel about it. Like, coming here every week, we send it out. We meet new people, like,
all the time,
which is great. So I'm like, I was thinking about it coming over here. I was just shaking my head, and I think the lady thought I was looking at her, and she started shaking her head, and I was just like, "No, nigga, like I'm just happy."
Nah,
like,
we ain't vibing right now.
It's Tuesday. It's Wednesday. Like I could be stuck in my house doing nothing, and we just meet up every week and talk.
Yeah,
and we don't have to drink or do drugs. Like it's just a regular conversation. Regular
conversation. Then we go on back to our grinds.
Fucking be pissed tomorrow.
But that's the thing, though. So it's like, if we can, we gotta find a way to like make something like you know, the podcast, something that we truly enjoy that we don't feel like is work. We gotta make that shit our. If I could spend most of my time doing something on this podcast or related to this podcast, or even like cooling out the brand, making that a multi venture thing, you know, do something like that, I'd be like, okay, cool, because this is something that, you know, we started from the ground up. We, you know, put 100% into this is what I care about. Mm-hmm. I can freely express myself. I don't have to worry about how I look. I don't have to worry about any of that shit. I can just show up and do this. Up. Exactly.
Hey.
But yeah,
we put it out there.
When I crack the code, I'll be sure to let y'all niggas
know. Nah, wait. You gotta, first we gotta do it when you crack it. And then tell everybody.
Yeah, when we crack the code, then we'll put the secret recipe out there.
Ah, that'll be fine.
That's the thing. It's also like, you know, what works for you doesn't work for
everyone else. It's like, it's trial and error.
Of course. But that's the thing. It's like, I just gotta get to that point where, I think everyone does though, where you're just not afraid to fail.
Damn.
That's the thing. If I see failure, I'm like, nah, I ain't doing that.
I'm gonna tweet. I'm gonna put that on my next caption. When I put my cloud pictures up, that's going.
It's real though. You gotta just do something that where you're not afraid. Like where you're not afraid to fail. It's like, all right. I don't think I failed at anything in life.
Nah.
Because I haven't tried. Like, if things don't, if I don't feel like I can succeed at something out the gate,
you won't do it. Yeah, you gotta do it.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, that ain't me. Nah, and I don't even try. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck it.
But now you won't know. I mean.
But now I'm at this point where I'm like, yeah, I'm trying shit.
You're trying shit.
So if y'all niggas see me embarrassing myself on IG or trying some new shit, y'all just know. Jarrell told me, he was like, yeah, he gonna try some shit.
Jarrell gonna be different for a couple of years.
And then just comment and tell me, like, nah, nigga, that ain't you. And I'll be like, well, all right, on to the next thing.
I'm gonna have to text Kev, like, TTYB. The TTYB.
Nigga Jarrell on drugs out here.
He did? Nah, that would be dope.
Oh, man. Yeah. You got any more lasting words for the people?
No, I'm grateful that, you know, we get to meet. Kev's sick, so he's not here. But
this nigga with the sniffles.
But I'm glad that we get to meet and, you know, we get to talk. The people who hit us up, well, right now, we're still trying to talk to the guy for the phone interview.
Yeah.
I don't even know. That's something small, but I'm super grateful for that. It's just like.
Yeah, even like the random people that hit us up, it's like, yo, how'd you even find
out
about
us? How'd you find us, nigga? Like, we're not like, is it working that much? Or you just was looking for shit? Like,
people in other countries, like, can I come on the podcast?
Can
I
come on the podcast?
Like, all right.
Like, that's like I didn't think of it when we first started like that, and then now it's different. So like it makes me want to get up in the morning, and it makes me more motivated to do what I want to do. So
yeah,
I'm just good. I'm good right now.
Same. I'll just double down on that. Yeah, that's it for this week. I think we actually ran into a lot. It's funny when we started recording. I was like, I don't know what the fuck we're gonna talk about.
Minimalism.
Word. It was like, yeah, nigga.
Feelings.
I'm lost.
Work.
Podcast is my therapy session.
Word. I was like,
yeah, nigga, I'm lost.
But I'm gonna find myself. At least a little bit of positive.
At least a little bit, right? Yeah. Ended on a positive note. But as always, keep rating, keep sharing, keep subscribing to the podcast. We'll keep putting out these dope episodes for you guys. We won't have one for this week, but every week we have the full length episodes. Check out the YouTube page, Cooling Out Pod. Just keep supporting. We love you guys. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
Hey, Kev might never come back now.
Word.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We're cooling out.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We're cooling out.